Camp Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are
move along, nothing to see here.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
Keeping the heart affected.
Come on, Emma!
Lift the bang, bro.
Where's you know me?
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you as ever by the Amp Radio Network. My name is Proteus. We are here tonight to do Smack My Picks Up, hashtag Smack My Picks Up for UFC 234. And just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, I am coming at you live and direct from the very frozen and can't make up its mind streets of Brantford, Ontario. As I mentioned, we are here to do UFC 234, Whittaker versus Gastelum, which will be held February 10th, 2019, at the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne, New South Wales, Australia. And of course, as ever, ladies and gentlemen, we are recording the Thursday before the show, so this is February 7th, 2019. Let's go ahead and get into it because we've got a lot to cover this evening and Marco is chomping at the bit to say Bobby Knuckles. So let's go ahead and get into it and bring in the first lady of Amp Radio. And if you don't know her and you don't love her, you will because she is the life of the party. It's Pam from North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Oh, how are you, Pammy?
You're in the frozen tundra. Oh, my God. You're in the frozen tundra. It was almost 80 degrees here today.
Wow,
it's insane.
I'm so happy
our weather
for
is
you.
Crazy, man.
So
and then
yeah,
tomorrow
so
it might snow. So.
Exactly,
crazy.
Right? Okay. So
oh
let me
God.
Break down crazy weather for you. Last week, when we did the show, it was like minus 30 degrees. Okay?
Mm-mm-mm.
And then by the next Monday, it was like plus 6 degrees, and of course this is not in Fahrenheit, this is in Celsius because I'm Canadian. And today, or 2 days ago, it started ice raining, Pam. And I sent you a couple
oh
pictures,
my God, no,
and Tony
see,
a couple
mm-hmm.
pictures too. Ice rain, man. Ice rain.
Y'all keep that shit up north. Thank you. No, we don't
we'll
need
try.
That
we will try, but of course you're getting snow tomorrow, mm-hmm. so have a little taste. Anyways. Pammy, it's good to have you here for the second week in a row, and I think you're going to like the results when we get to them of last week's show. But let's go ahead and bring
yeah,
in
yeah.
the first
yeah,
B-boy
yeah.
himself. Live
bow down, y'all.
From the,
bow down.
The mean streets of Danville, California, where the streets have no names, apparently. It's Tony time.
You know, Proteus, if I really wanted to be the winner of Smack My Picks Up, I would. But as always,
whatever.
We always bow down to the first lady of Amp Radio, which is why I let her win this week. I didn't really want to win.
Oh, my God.
Well,
whatever.
I haven't given the results yet. I haven't given the results yet, so we don't know if she won. I just said
no, we do know.
She'd be encouraged by the results. And Tony, I don't know that the streets in California have no names. I just kind of made that up.
Well, you know, we name our cities dumb. We name them in Spanish names like Pamela, Tony, Marco, Mateo, which is Matthew.
Love it. I love it.
Shout out to Matthew.
Yes, yes, I love it. And let's talk about real quickly where it's really, really warm, where this particular show is coming from. They're in the summertime for Australia, so I can only imagine it's melt your face off hot. And speaking of melt your face off hot, I'm sure it's just like that down there.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
It's Marco from Waco, brother. Oh, nice.
Marco from Waco, Jerome Produce. It's 30 degrees Fahrenheit right now.
Oh, boy.
Yesterday.
It was 45 yesterday that he dropped. So we got a cold front going on, and I don't like it. I don't like it. You were thinking about me, and you brought all your cold weather Canadian temperatures over here. Bobby Knuckles!
And there we go. Bobby Knuckles, the first drop of Bobby Knuckles of the evening.
Yeah, right.
I know, right? Let's start counting.
Bobby Knuckles, this whole show.
Thank you, dummies.
Start a dink.
All right. Marco, why don't you give us your patented Let's Get to MMA?
Let's get to some MMA, please.
I was way too nice.
Let's talk some MMA, goddammit.
All right. To the middleweight division we go, DJ Tony. Your boy, Robert Bobby Knuckles, hashtag not the Reaper, champion at 21-4-0, fighting out of the country of New Zealand against everyone's favorite fat boy, number 4, Kelvin Fatboy Gastelum, fighting out of the United States of America, 16-3-0 and 1-0 contest. Tony, I want to say Fatboy because we just see these two guys beside each other in their suits, and Kelvin Gastelum just looks like he's been on those churros like crazy. But I digress, DJ Tony. Marco, let's throw to you in the main event of this particular fight card, UFC 234. And Marco, to be honest with you, I'm kind of excited because the top two, maybe top three fights of this fight card are very good, but the rest is kind of a little bit shiza, yeah?
Meh. It's kind of nubs, But,
numbers.
You didn't give us Bobby Knuckles' record, man. That's true.
I did. I said 21-4-0. Why are you not listening?
Oh, you got drowned by the music. Oh, by far. I'm sorry. So,
You know what I did forget though? I did forget to give you the odds. But you go ahead and give your spiel, and then I'll go ahead and give the odds.
Okay, so it's Kelvin Gastelum versus Bobby Knuckles. That's four.
It's only three. It's only three. I'm taking track of three.
Okay. I'm talking four, but it's okay.
All right.
I'm going to have fun with this gimmick all day. Dude, you know where I'm going with this. I think Kelvin Gastelum is a little bit underserved for the division. I mean, enter Chris Weidman. If Joel Romero, an Olympic-level freaking wrestler, couldn't keep Bobby Knuckles down, what do you think Kelvin Gastelum will? If Joel Romero, that can freaking hit your freaking head from here until next week, couldn't knock Bobby Knuckles out, what do you think Kelvin Gastelum can? I'm not going to sell Kelvin Gastelum short. He's a very good boxer. He's fast. But Bobby Knuckles is a little bit better striker. And the wrestling is going to get canceled out because I don't think he's going to be able to take Bobby Knuckles down. And, I mean, we've seen Whitaker's freaking wrestling, defensive wrestling, man. He's outstanding. Mind you, Bobby Knuckles beat Joel Romero twice, once with a freaking broken leg and then with a broken hand. And now he's healthy. I'm picking Bobby Knuckles, man. Now, I'm going to give Gastelum the respect of hanging out there for the whole fight because he's tough as nails, and he's going to make it an honest fight. It's not going to be an easy fight because Gastelum is elite. So I'm picking Bobby Knuckles with a 48-47 unanimous decision. Bobby Knuckles!
All right. So we are now at 13, possibly 14 Bobby Knuckles in this particular fight card from Marco from Waco, brother. Okay,
I'm
Sammy. Pammy, I think, you know, Marco brings up some good points here. You know, Bobby Knuckles is healthy. He's going up against Gastelum, who doesn't have a strong wrestling game. But as Marco said, has that boxing game pretty much on point. And
yep.
In his last fight, I do believe we saw him take it a little bit too. your boy who was just on the commentary last week that I wasn't really too sure. No, it's against Souza, and Bisping was the particular fight before that. So took it to Bisping, got that KO, and then, of course, against Souza, got that split decision. Also fight of the night, by the way. So what you got going on here? Do you got Bobby Knuckles like Marco, or are you going to go the other way?
Hang on. Let me fill up my Coke here. Okay, I'm going to
Kevin, no, and let's be
you,
honest,
I'm gonna,
it's Kelvin, don't call me Kevin Gastelum.
I know, right? That's what Whitaker thought his name was Kevin the whole time they were doing the fight thing. But anyway, so I'm going to raise you a Bobby Knuckles, and I'm going to give you a Roberto Nudillos. Nudillos means knuckles in Spanish. Okay, anyway.
Nice. I love it. Spanish word of the day.
So you know what? This is going to be I think it's going to be a good fight. Keep in mind Gastelum. I know he's at, like, the up-and-coming, what is he, on a mission for gold, from gold, for whatever. Great boxer, wrestling. Did you know he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu? But
jiu-jitsu?
This is what I'm quite, yeah, in jiu-jitsu. I'm questioning his fight resume. He had a split decision with Jacare. He beat Ring Rust Kennedy. He did beat a post he fought at Hendrick. You know, he has losses to Weidman in 2017, Magny in 2015, and Woodley in 15. He's only gone five rounds one time, and that was his loss to Magny. So, like I said, I'm kind of a little bit looking at his fight resume. Now, you're going to Robert Whittaker, 20-4. Also, the Robert Whittaker is going to have a 2-inch reach advantage on Gastelum. But you look at Whittaker, karate, hapkido, boxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu. He's on a 9-win streak. His last loss was to Wonder Boy in 2014. He has great cardio. He's creative. He has a granite chin. And I just think, talent-wise, and not to take anything away from Gastelum, because Gastelum, he's a talented little dude. But, I mean, Robert Whittaker, I mean, this guy has heart for days. I think he's just amazing, amazing, amazing. And I was fortunate enough to see him in his last two fights. And, I mean, he's just amazing. But I am giving him, of course I'm going with him, but I'm doing a fourth round TKO. I don't know. I don't think it's going to go all five rounds. Like I said, Gastelum has only gone five rounds, and that was in 2014. And Robert Whittaker, I mean, he's gone five. What is last two with Romero went five. So, yep. And that was, I mean, like a five. That was almost like no pauses in between. I mean, that shit was 25 minutes of straight fighting. So Robert Whittaker with the fourth round TKO for me, please.
Yeah, I got you down already.
Bobby Knuckles!
I promised 14 or possibly 15. I promised you guys the odds after after Marco went, and I did not give them. I went straight into Pam's feedback. So let's go ahead and give the odds right now. On five dimes, Robert Whittaker is the favorite at a -235 against your boy, Kevin, don't call me Kevin. Kelvin, don't call me Kevin Gastelum at a +195. DJ Tony, I mean, both Pam and Marco bring up good points. I mean, we see that, you know, Robert Whittaker seems to have the heart of a champion, right? But I don't know if you're as concerned about Kelvin making weight as I am, because we're up at 185, but those churros though, right?
You know, Proteus, I keep looking at this fight with Bobby Knuckles and Anderson Silva. Is that not the fight?
No.
Is that not the fight?
Who the fuck is that
Silva
guy?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I keep forgetting about the weight. It's going to be Bobby Knuckles versus Israel and Anasaya, right? No?
Sure, it could be.
Isn't that why they're on the card?
It could be. Well, there's no alternate, right? So,
well, assuming
not that we know of.
Kelvin Gastelum makes weight, I'm going to make this boring, guys, because you guys, I mean, Marco and Pam are right on the money. I can't pick against Bobby Knuckles, the Reaper. I can't do it, and Marco would kill me if I did. This kid's talented. I think this I think this kid's going to be perennially hurt. I think he's going to be a DJ Tony where he's injured all the time. Did I just speak about myself in a third person? You know what? Just for that,
DJ
I
Tony.
Deserve a bad drop for that. That's stupid. Never speak about yourself in a third person. But I think Pam and Marco are right, you guys. When Marco first said decision, I kind of made that face like, come on, you guys, decision. But
come on,
both
man.
Of these guys, yeah, both of these guys, what are we talking about, right? Both of these guys have gone to decisions, but I think Robert Whittaker is going to finish Kelvin in early third. So I say Marco hit it.
Bowling Knuckles!
Oh. In the third.
TKO or KO? Okay, thank you.
TKO, KO.
Yeah, TKO, KO. Got it. All right, guys, I think you guys are all right on the nose here. This is a very interesting fight. Of course, we've brought up the fact that Kelvin Gastelum, don't call me Kevin, is very good at the boxing game. And, of course, as Marco pointed out, you know, we the last time we saw Whittaker, he was against, you know, probably the best wrestler in MMA right now. And that wrestler was not able to take him down at all. Now, this is another challenge. This is a different challenge. It's going to be a boxing stand-up kind of fight, I do believe. I don't believe that Kelvin Gastelum, as Marco pointed out, is going to try to take anything to the ground. I mean, he might if he gets desperate. But I think this is going to happen on the feet, and I do believe that Bobby Knuckles, one more time, Marco.
Bobby Knuckles!
Is going to be able to keep it on the feet and be the smarter fighter. You know, sometimes Kelvin Gastelum can get dragged into a brawl, and I think that Whittaker is just not going to give that to him. He's going to stay on the outside and use his reach advantage as Pam had stated, and touch him up for the first little bit, you know, and really try to feel him out that way. And of course, I do want to go ahead and point out that Whittaker is going to have an S ton of pressure on him fighting, you know, in his home area, New South Wales, of course, Australia, originally, of course, from New Zealand, but you know, he really, you know, he has the Australian flag, the stars tattooed on his chest. So he really feels like he's an Australian. And I just hope, guys, as we've talked about it, and I'm the one that's going to go long on this one. I just hope that the pressure and the fact that he's the champion and he's at home doesn't get to Robert Whittaker. Of course, Kelvin Gastelum fought Michael Bisping, you know, in Asia, kind of on this kind of same timeline or time zone ish. I think that's going to come in, you know, to effect on Kelvin as well. And I think he tires early. And as you said, DJ Tony, as we pointed out, Kelvin has some trouble making weight. And I just hope that doesn't happen. I just hope that doesn't happen this time. I hope we get this fight because I do think this is going to be a good fight. I do think it's going to be an evenly contested fight, or at least, you know, two high level competitors going at it. And that's what we should be seeing on these fight cards. This is what we should be seeing in the UFC, period. I'm going to go ahead and this is a clean sweep for Bobby Knuckles on this one. Go ahead, Marco.
Bobby Knuckles!
And I'm going to take him early, though, guys. I think the feeling out process is going to come early. It's going to take effect in the first, and Bobby is going to be able to get to Kelvin. I'm going to go ahead and take second round TKO, KO.
A quick addendum. I'm finally glad that Bobby Knuckles got wise to the idea of the nickname, and he's monetizing that by selling t-shirts with the Bobby Knuckles moniker. Now, go full force and make freaking Bruce Buffer and Angel's Bobby Knuckles when he introduces you, and then you will complete your path to the dark side, Bobby Knuckles.
That's exactly what the Empire wants. That's right. You know, I don't know why he's trying to fight it. I mean, the Reaper, come on. Bobby Knuckles is so much better, right?
Bobby Knuckles!
Exactly, Mike. Okay, so DJ Tony, to the middleweight division we go. Number 6, Israel, the last style bender, Adesanya, fighting out of Nigeria, 15-0-0 against your boy, Anderson. Number 15, Anderson, the Spider Silva, fighting, of course, out of Brazil, Hazel. I don't know if that's how they say it. 34-8-0 with one no contest. Oh, what do we have to say about this one, Pammy? I mean, are we feeding Anderson Silva to the dogs here? Are we trying to, take what was great about Anderson Silva and rub it on to Israel Adesanya? What you got here, Pammy? Middleweight division.
All right.
What you got? Co-main event.
All righty. Let's break out the crazy and let me adjust my balls here because I'm going to blow you guys away. Okay. We've got Israel Adesanya, 15-0. All right, 15-0. Okay. And boxing, everybody says he's the next John Jones, the next whomever. He's the next Israel Adesanya. I hate when they compare fighters to other fighters. Let them be themselves. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Jeez. So we have him coming up against the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Anderson Silva. 43 years young. 34-8. This guy is Muay Thai boxing, jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, and how do you say it? Capoeira?
Yeah. Capoeira,
okay.
Yep.
Now, last win before his win against Brunson for Anderson Silva was in 2012. And then after it lost to Bisping, which was a questionable loss. And, you know, you had him back in the day. Let me get over here. I mean, he was knocking people the F out. I mean, this guy was insane, Anderson Silva. He's got 22 KO TKOs for submissions. And I think his demise kind of came when, what's his name that broke his, Weidman, when Weidman broke his leg. And then I think it kind of messed with his with his head a little bit. But keeping that in mind, then you have Israel Adesanya, and he's like the new up-and-coming fighter, the new god, so to speak. But if you look at his wins, he has a win against Derek Brunson, who was coming off a loss. Okay. And then he has the win against Brad Tavares, who did okay. His last loss was to Robert Whittaker. Then, you know, all these people, Marvin Vettori, he's that hot Italian guy, coming off of a draw and then coming off of a loss to Carlos Jr., Rob Wilkinson, I don't even know who the heck that is, coming off of a loss. So all these guys that he has beat were coming off losses. So I'm kind of like,
things that make you
again,
go hmm?
Yeah, things. And keep in mind, he went 5 rounds with Tavares, which was a decision, and he went 5 rounds with Vettori, the hot Italian, which went to a split decision. So, come on now. So, I'm going with Anderson Silva. I think this is going to be his swan song, and I'm picking the GOAT with the second round TKO, KO, TKO.
TKO. Okay.
Yep.
Pammy, what I'm going to ask for you to do right now is just to give us a call back because you're on the team Snap Crackle Pop right now. And I'm going to give the odds real quickly. Israel Adesanya is at a minus 580, which is pretty serious, I'm assuming. And Anderson Silva at a plus 440. Now, Pammy, going with Silva, I think is kind of the underdog pick as the odds would give us as well. But
hey, what were the odds real quick?
On?
I missed it.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Adesanya is at a minus 580, and Silva is at a plus 440. You sound so much better, Pam. Thanks very much for calling back in.
All right.
Tony, what you got in the co-main event, brother?
Only Marco would know this because, of course, Marco and I are the only ones that listen to The Fighter and a Kid. But years ago, they had a take, right? Do you guys remember watching Jurassic Park when they're feeding the lamb, or it might have been a goat, as a matter of fact. I think they're feeding the greatest of all time to the T-Rex, guys, and it's not going to be pretty. And you know me, Proteus, I'm always one to say somebody's O has got to go. And 15-0, that's hard. 15-0 against probably the greatest fighter I've ever seen in his prime. And this is when everyone was on steroids.
So everybody's on steroids.
Everyone's on steroids.
I never said that.
I got to be honest with you guys. I'm not looking forward to this fight. I like Anderson Silva. I know that he pretends that he doesn't speak English, and that's okay with me. But man, Izzy's going to kill him. So let's say second round TKO with some sort of flying knee. So second round TKO, unfortunately, Pam might be right about the swan song. Izzy, second round TKO.
Okay.
Knee.
All right. I feel you. Listen, guys, I think the main storyline around this fight is exactly what we mentioned at the top, exactly what everybody has been bringing up, is that Anderson Silva isn't getting any younger on us, guys. He's just not. You know, at 43 years of age, going up against the young lion in Israel Adesanya. And DJ Tony, we kind of had a conversation before we went live on the air about this fight, and I thought the image that you put in our head with the Jurassic Park thing was awesome. That's kind of where we're at, I think. But unfortunately, the nature of this business is that we can no longer just promote the guys that are the popular guys. You know, Anderson Silva, he's been all over the Embedded series, right? I mean, we see his face smiling on the YouTubes as they're trying to promote this fight. Yeah, as Pam had said, you know, other than the recent unanimous decision against Derek Bronson, you know, Anderson's been on a skid. He's been on a losing skid. And yes, you know, the spider in his day was exactly what we're talking about. You know, he dominated the division until he ran into Chris Weidman. And Chris beat him twice. And maybe that did have, you know, an effect on his mental. And maybe, you know, it was the USADA program that came in. We don't know. He might have been on some Brazilian supplements. I don't know. Oh, we're not supposed to say that. Non-on it supplements. Sorry, DJ Tony. Good one, Marco. And, of course, you know, as we were talking about with the questionable win against loss against Bisping, you know, Bisping really showed out on that fight. I thought that was a cheap shot from Anderson Silva. And, you know, if you're willing to resort to those kind of things, maybe your time is coming to an end. I don't have a problem with us feeding Anderson Silva to Israel Adesanya because he has exactly the same chance as everyone else has when they get into the octagon with a dangerous fighter like Anderson Silva. Let's not joke around. I mean, he just, you know... Unanimous decision, Derek Bronson, who is, you know, a surging fighter. Maybe he's not going to be a champion, but I think Israel Adesanya, if he can keep his head, Marco, I think if he can, you know, keep to his game and just, you know, maybe show out a little bit and let Anderson show out a little bit, I think that's, I mean, there's no real concern that this is going to go to the ground, I don't think, Marco. So I think I'm going to take Izzy as well. I think that, you know, maybe they take a couple of rounds to feel each other out, Marco. And, of course, if this is only a three-round fight, and I think that's good for Anderson as well. Probably also good for Israel as well at this particular point, you know. Get a three-round fight in against, you know, one of the best of all time and maybe get the show out. I'm going to take him. I'm going to take Israel Adesanya. I'm going to take him in the third round, and I'm going to take him by TKO or KO because either one are going to be possible, I think, in the third round.
Hey,
as I was mentioning,
three rounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a co-main event.
Sure.
Yes, it's a
okay.
Co-main.
Making sure.
Marco, let's throw to you. I know you've got something to say about this fight, and we were talking earlier on. I mean, maybe this is Anderson Silva's swan song. What do you got?
So, according to everybody and their mother, this is the people's main event because there is a lot of attention paid to this particular fight. This is supposed to be the audition for the winner of Gastelum versus Bobby Knuckles.
21.
Regardless, five men. Yeah, the conventional wisdom is that Izzy Adesanya is going to win this thing. The last Jedi, the last Starbender is going to is going to beat the Spider. But I'm going to be I'm picking Adesanya, don't get me wrong. I think Adesanya is going to win. But I'm concerned about this fight because everybody thinks that it's going to be an exciting fight, but you're facing two counterpunchers, you know? What it makes freaking Anderson Silva famous is the first round, he's downloading freaking information. He's trying to see your tendencies and stuff. Well, guess what? Who does the same shit? Freaking Israel Adesanya. So it's going to be a paralysis by analysis. So don't be surprised if this turns into a very boring fight. I'm giving the edge to Adesanya because he's the quicker, faster guy right now. Because he's younger. And I think his reaction to Anderson is a tiny bit better than Anderson at this point in his life. Even on his losses, Anderson has lost four out of his last five, but even on his losses, Anderson has been on the fight. It's not like he heard Daniel Cormier in the UFC fight on UFC 200 before Daniel took him down, remember? Daniel did not want anything to do with Anderson Silva on the feet.
Yeah.
Michael Bisping, he got the perfect game plan, but he was still got touched up. So let's not sell Anderson Silva short. The guy's still dangerous on the feet. Israel Adesanya, however, is the most decorated striker Anderson Silva had ever faced.
Indeed.
In the USA. He got 75 K1 fights. He was a perennial world champion on K1 before he came into MMA. So striking-wise, he's up to par, and I think he's a little bit better than Anderson Silva at this point. Not prior to Anderson Silva. At this point in time, he's a little bit better. And that is going to be the edge. I'm going to give Israel Adesanya the win. Unanimous 30-27 decision, but it's going to be closer than the freaking score freaking tells you. He's going to win all the rounds, but it's still going to be a close fight. So give Israel Adesanya 30-27 to face the winner of Gastelum versus Bobby Knuckles.
So listen, I was hoping that you would bring up those stats, of course, because we know that Israel Adesanya has had a career previous to the UFC, and Marco just pointed that out. Like, you know, he's a very dangerous striker, and that's why he's had so much success in the UFC. All right, guys, let's throw to everyone's favorite segment of the night because we are swiftly running out of time as usual. Spotlight fight of the night. Marco, let's go ahead and start with you. Pickings are a little bit thin on this spotlight fight of the night. Contenders, what you got going on here, spotlight fight of the night, brother?
I'm going to make it a little quick. I got Teruto, one of my pitches, Ishihara, versus Kyung Ho Kang. I'm picking Teruto Ishihara, man. Come on. I need to get this guy back on the winning side. You know, he always gives you an entertaining fight. He always goes for the finish. The guy got personality. And I want you to have fun with What Are My Bitches in Australia. So, Teruto Ishihara. And second round, KKO, TKO.
I was hoping you were going to bring up the Where Are My Bitches as well. Perfect. See, I don't have to give Marco any cues. He just brings it up himself. Love it. All right, so let me give you guys the odds real quickly on this particular fight. Ishihara is at a plus 300, and Kang at a minus 360, Marco. So your bet not looking so great with the bookies, but hey, who knows?
Hey, Kang is an outstanding prospect, and he sure will. But I stand with my homeboy Teruto. I have faith on him.
Well, you want him to get his bitches. I understand. All right, Pammy, so let's go to you for your spotlight fight of the night, please. What you got?
Groovin'. I'm going with Groovy Lando Vanetta. Versus Marcos Rosa Mariano.
Oh,
gotta go
say
with
that
my
again,
groovy
please.
Man. Yeah, you like that? Marcos Rosa Mariano. Groovy Lando, man, this dude is so much fun to watch. I totally dig him. And again, I'm getting my balls ready here. I'm going with the first
again?
Round TKO. Again, I've got balls,
again.
Man. Huevos.
Okay.
Cojones.
Yes. Again, Spanish words of the day. I love it.
Webbles.
Yeah.
Big Webbles. First round TKO.
Let's like that one.
Groovy.
Webbles.
Groovy.
All right. Groovy. All right, DJ Tony, let's throw to you for your spotlight for the night. As I mentioned, you know, kind of slim pickings here, but I know where you're going to go for this one.
God.
That's right. Hashtag, cue the music.
I'm telling you, you know I look at these other cards and I see talent where I see talent. And there's no one more talented in the women's flyweight division. Actually, there's a bunch of them. On the look side, then Montana Stewart, hashtag De La Rosa. And she will fight Nadia Kassim, who's, honestly, they should call her Nicia Kassim, because she's not bad on the eyes either. 23 versus 23, 5-0, by the way, Proteus, for a very good kickboxer who hasn't fought in a year. I wonder who they're expecting to win on this one. So I'm going to give it to Montana De La Rosa via decision, and this might be Pam's bathroom break fight.
Yeah, go get a sandwich.
At 9-4, Montana De La Rosa taking it. Via decision.
Right. Well, I mean, like you said earlier on before we got on the air, it's hottie against hottie crime, but I was impressed by Montana's pink shirt that she wore to the press conference, the interviews. I did enjoy that. And yes,
not
it's going to be a very good
eyes.
Fight. Yeah, both very talented fighters. Listen, guys, I'm going to go with the third from last fight of the night. I think Hani Yahya against Rick Simon is going to be a fantastic fight. Hani Yahya at number 15 against an up-and-comer, 10-1. Ricky is I think dangerous. You know, he's two decisions out of his last three wins in the UFC, of course, coming up against the Hani Yahya, who's no joke. You know, Hani's shown me through his career that he is very talented and he can get these things done. And of course, also on a three fight win streak himself, all three of submission, two of them being in the first round and one being the third, but, you know, always going to be a threat in that particular genre. But I think the young gun here, guys, I think the young gun is the guy to keep He's the guy to keep an eye on. If Ricky can keep it off the ground and do his game and he punch Hani in the face, I think he's going to be able to get it done. I'm going to take Simone. I'm going to take him. I think in this case, guys, second round. That feels wrong. I want to say submission. I want to say decision. So I'm going to say decision. Fair enough.
Hey.
I did it. Decision.
Hey, big shout out to Smiley Sanalvi. He's right under this car. So, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sanalvi.
Yeah, and it just quickly, let me give you the odds, guys, because we were doing that. Montana De La Rosa at a -260. Nadia Kassim fighting out of Australia at a +220. Sam Alvey, +120 against Jim Crute, maybe, at a -140.
Sit down, young man.
Crute, did you say?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. And of course, Hani Yahya at a +100 and Ricky Simon coming back at us at a -120. Okay, guys, that brings us to the end of the hashtag Smack My Picks Up. Let's get into a little Amp Radio Rewind. Marco?
Let's get into the belt. We got to know that.
I will get into that in the Amp Radio Rewind. Marco, do you want to go ahead and give us a little Amp Radio Rewind?
Okay.
Thank you very much, Marco. Appreciate that. All right. So we are rewinding to last weekend's UFC Fight Night 144. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, I tried to downplay it a bit when Pam got excited. But Pam is the champ. Pam did a very good job last weekend, guys. Not only getting the Moraes fight correct, but also getting the Aldo fight correct as well. Her fight of the night did not go well, but that was the only thing that Marco, that you got your spotlight fight of the night right, and you also got the Moraes fight. Tony and I did horribly last weekend, but let's go ahead and get into it, guys. You can demand as many recounts as you want, but that's not going to happen. All right, so Pammy, let's start with you because let's start with the main event. I thought it was a very impressive, performance by Moraes. I mean, when I said, I was hoping for a Sun Sal to win, but Moraes came out there and really, brought it to him and finished Moraes in the first. So what you got going on here? Let's recap MMA Amp Radio Rewind.
Me?
Yeah, submission win.
Oh.
Amp Radio Rewind.
Oh, I thought it was great. I mean, because, of course, not to gloat, but I did say a first round KO. Did I not say?
Yeah, TKO KO.
One is key. Anyways, I thought it was a great fight. And then truthfully, I was wondering, I was like, man, I was just crossing my fingers. But I mean, it was a great fight. Moraes is just, I mean, he's amazing. And he's going after TJ. That's going to be an amazing fight, too. So it was a good fight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little confusing right now. It's a little confusing right now because, TJ seems to be, wanting to fight again against Cejudo, and we've got division. Right. I mean, Moraes just showed out like Sun Sal was the guy who was on the streak. I said that last weekend. I was pulling for a Sun Sal so that he would get his shot. But Moraes came in there, avenged that loss, Marco, and, I mean, really just took it to him, got that first-round submission. I thought it was a very impressive win. And Pam, I want to ask you this question because I don't know if you watch this live. And, Marco, I'm going to throw to you next, and I'll get you to comment on this as well. But I thought the ESPN coverage, is kind of fixing some of the ails that we had from the Fox Sports production. I mean, yes, we're getting some advertisements, as I hear from our American counterparts on the ESPN Plus. You're getting some advertisements, plus you're paying for it. But down here in Canada, I mean, it just showed as a regular fight card. But let's go ahead and give us your thoughts here, Pam. What did you think about the ESPN Plus coverage?
Well, I think that, there was too many commercials, first of all, here. I mean, I don't know, but there was too many commercials. And I think they're still working out some of the glitches because I was watching it and I told Paul, I said, is it me? I said, is this TV, or is the picture kind of fuzzy? And there was a couple of times where it cut out and it had to reload and start streaming again. So I think there are just some glitches they're working out. But I want to hear what's going on in the corner. Don't cut to a commercial. I don't give a crap about tampons right now. I want to know what's going on in the corner. Yeah, I mean, do you know what I mean? Because they would cut to, soon as it was the clapping of the ringing of the bell, straight to commercial. I want to see what's going on in the corner like Fox used to do when, they had somebody, talking in the corner and then they'd switch corners. I like seeing that stuff. I like seeing the people in the audience. I want to see all that stuff. I don't want to see 8,000 commercials. I mean, one can only pee so many times a night. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
But so I hope those are just little glitches that they're going to work out and, chill it with the commercials. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think that was, Marco, I'm going to throw to you next. I think that was the main complaint from most of the American viewers, because of course you guys are viewing this on ESPN Plus, whether you're viewing it on your phone, whether you're viewing it on your smart TV. I don't know how you're consuming this, or your Apple TV, whatever. But I did hear that there were some too many commercials, and I did hear that that was a kind of a complaint as well, Pam, that we didn't have Trevor Whitman again this time, Marco. We didn't have the corners at all, which we are used to seeing on pay-per-views and, of course, on the broadcast as well sometimes. Marco, what did you think here? And, of course, a Santos win. or sorry, his loss against Moraes.
Okay. Well, the service, I didn't have any issues, man. I watched it on my Apple TV. I got a Spectrum as my internet provider, so my internet was smooth. I got 150 megabytes per second download, so and like 50
uploads.
Okay,
I have Spectrum also.
Well, I was flawless. My service, and especially the Apple TV, was flawless. So I got no complaints when it comes to the stream. The commercials annoyed me a little bit, but I did like the pacing. It moved quick. I mean, it was done by 9:30 on my time. It was done here. I love that. I like the post show with John Gooden and Dan Hardy. That was different. I like it. The commentary of the introduction of main commentary of Michael Bisping. He worked really well with Brandon Fitzgerald. Bisping did a really good job. So there's a lot of positives. And I like the pacing. It was an exciting car. You know, there was a lot of finishes. So, yeah, that is a good.
Yeah.
When it comes to the bad, the commercials, if I am paying you for a streaming service, don't feed me commercials. I don't need to freaking watch freaking commercials. But whatever, you know. I guess they're doing something right because Disney announced that the ESPN app already got 2 million subscribers. So remember, it's not just USC. They show a lot of MLS and college football and college basketball. So there is a lot of interest on that, not just for the USC, but for other sports as well. But
go ahead.
When it goes to the Marlon Moraes win, one word, you know? Well, two words, title shot. Because that's what we need, man. If the guy is the undisputed number one contender in the bantamweight division. He has looked outstanding since his introduction to the UFC. He got that split decision loss to Austin Sao, and he avenged that in spades. He knocked down the guy and then choked him out with a mounted guillotine. That is the fight to make. Forget about that Seguro rematch that could do it later in the year, you know. Get Seguro Benavides and get Dillashaw, Marlon Moraes, and let the chip fall where they may. But Marlon Moraes is looking outstanding. I was a critic of this guy. Now I am a believer.
Yeah, man. I thought that this was, you know, a really good win for Moraes. And just for time's sake, I'm going to move on and get Tony to start with the Aldo fight. But I thought this was a great win for Moraes. And I think you're right, DJ or Marco, that, you know, Moraes needs to go ahead and get that title shot. And I hope that, you know, TJ Dillashaw doesn't drag his feet too much. And Tony, you can comment real quick, of course, because, you know, I want you to comment on this fight, but I really want you to get into the Aldo Macano fight. Go ahead, DJ Tony, what you got? Are you on mute again, brother?
No, I'm testing you guys to see if you guys were paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, guys. Can someone please drop Marlon Moraes' balls so his voice gets a little deeper? Goodness sake.
Oh, I know, right?
That freaking Mickey Mouse voice is driving me insane. Listen, excellent fighter. I would like to see him tested in the U.S. Oh, who cares? That's not going to work anyway, so who gives a crap? But listen, I got to stop writing off Jose Aldo. I keep writing him off, and this guy still has more fight. You know what? He's smarter than we think, too. I mean, listen, I know we always complain about Bellator's five-round fights, rather three-round main events if they're not title fights. But, you know, I was listening to it was Chael and Gilbert. Oh, my gosh, my boy, Gilbert. Gil Melendez, and you know what? They're right, guys. 15 to 25-minute mark for a non-title fight, that's just random. That's just because one of the old fights, right, that had to do with Shamrock and Henzo. But here's the thing, guys. I don't know what Jose Aldo has to prove. I know he's still fairly young, at least according to his American birth certificate, allegedly. Listen, the guy's a great fighter, man. Probably the best, certainly, a featherweight that I've ever seen, at least in my lifetime. I wish maybe one more. I hang it up now. I don't think he needs to go to 30 fights, but he's not going to get the belt. He's not going to get a title shot. maybe fight once a year, but I'd like Jose Aldo to hang him up. He's one of the greatest of all time. Enough is enough. He's fantastic.
You know what? I disagree with you a little bit because Jose Aldo right now is the best featherweight, not named Matchaway, you know? And, yeah, he lost to Conor McGregor. And it's like he lost, you know? He got knocked the fuck out. But he doesn't lose to anybody else. He beat Frankie. He beat Chad. Renato Moicano was the next coming of Jesus. I put all my chips on Moicano. He made me look stupid. Jose Aldo is still a great fighter. And
right.
If he wants to retire in one fight or in three fights, that is up to him. But there's a lot of good money fights out there for him. The guy still got elite finishing instincts. He's still a really good striker. And like I said, he does not lose to anybody else, not named Max Holloway or Conor McGregor. So why do you want to push the guy away from the sport? Let him be the judge of that. The guy's still good. Well, I mean, look what he did to James Bick. And look what he did to Moicano. And those are very, 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 very fucking good fighters. Brian Ortega is a fighter I want to say. Jose Aldo Brian Ortega would be fantastic. And if Max Holloway is moving to 155, make that fight for the title. How about that?
Tony?
Here's the thing, Marco. Listen, just as someone who was an amateur fighter and amateur maybe giving me too much credit as a kickboxer, listen, I don't know what's happened to Jose Aldo's Muay Thai, but he's not the same fighter, you guys. Watch him. He's not kicking. He's leaving his chin open. He's getting a little careless, and that's what got him in trouble with, the 13 seconds that he fought McGregor. Yeah. So maybe he still has it, but maybe go – listen, the same thing could be said about Spider Silva, right? I mean, everyone has said it, so I'm not the only person. I'm regurgitating here. But Spider Silva still fights like Spider Silva, a 30-year-old Spider Silva or a 33-year-old Spider Silva. He's no longer that. I still think I could do some things, guys. And you know what? Put me in front of the bag, and I can't. I can't kick as high as I used to. I can't hit as hard as I used to. I think I still have fast hands, but I don't. That's the reality. So I understand that he looked good for that one fight. I probably think if they fight again 10 times, Renato Moicano probably wins 7 out of the 10, if not 8 out of the 10. But Jose Aldo either
I
go back to
I think you have sour grapes. Watch out.
I have to disagree with you, Tony, because, I mean, the team of this week was all school, all guard, the old guard looked good. Thiago Alves got, you know, a decision. I thought he lost, but he won. Demian Maia, even though he lost to the three best welterweights in the world, the champion, the freaking number one contender, Cody Covington, and the number one contender, too, Kamaru Usman. Everybody else gets choked out. Demian Maia, you know, rewound the tape and became the human backpack again and choked homeboy out. Jose Aldo is only 32 years old, man. It's not like he's getting old. The hand speed is still there. But nobody's ever going to fight the same when they get older. I mean, the guy's been doing it since he was 19, dude. I'm not saying that Jose Aldo is like at his prime greatest, but he's still an elite fighter, dude. And what he did to James Vick and Moicano is nothing to sniff at.
Yep. And two fighters that are kind of built the same way, you know, very tall for the division and kind of long arms, long legs. So, yeah, you know, maybe Jose Aldo is nearing the end of his career, but I think you're right, guys. I don't know. And I wanted to – last week I wanted to write him off. I did. I wanted to say that Jose Aldo, you know, his brain was affected by losing to McGregor in the way that he did, and, of course, the UFC allowing McGregor to do the things that he did do to Jose Aldo that I thought were egregious. And we've talked about that previously on the show. I thought good win for Jose Aldo against, you know, as you said, Marco, you know, the second coming in that division. And, you know, who knows what Jose has left in him, but I still do think that if he can continue to show us this kind of flair, but of course, again, this was down there in Brazil, guys. So, you know, those non-onnit supplements may have been encouraged. But I wanted to quickly touch on Pammy, and me and you will talk about this because those two guys talked about that particular fight for a long period of time. And Marco brought it up, Damian Maia being the backpack against a very, in my opinion, dangerous fighter. And, of course, we kind of saw the holes in Lyman Good's game here. And, of course, if you listen to anybody who talks about Lyman Good, he hasn't fought anybody. I mean, he's 24-0-1 with one no contest going up against, as we've said, Jan Sport, the human backpack, Damian Maia. And he showed that he is a human backpack in this fight. And I was watching this fight with my casual MMA fan friend, Steven Savory. Go check him out at Savory Goldsmithing. And he was like, how did he finish that from standing? Mm-hmm. But, you know, well, that does happen when you're up against the fence and you get Lyman Good up against the fence and you get that rear naked choke in, you can finish it from there. And what are your thoughts here, Pammy? Maia looking good again at 41 years old.
Yeah, he was looking good again. He was looking like the old Maia. Because the old Maia of old, the old Damian Maia. But, you know, talking about going up for a title shot, I don't think anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think those title shot days are behind him, but it was nice to see him after, what was he coming off, a three-loss streak, right? Yeah, a three-loss streak. Was it Woodley, Covington, and Kamaru Usman? So it was good to see him get the win. He looked like the Damian of old, but title shot Damian, I don't believe so.
Yeah, I think he's still, as we mentioned, I think he's going to be the gatekeeper for this division for a bit. He's got, I think, one more fight left on his contract, and he's going to decide what he wants to do with his life. I think he's still very dangerous, as you showed, you know, against an up-and-comer in Lyman Good. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I mean, you can say all you want against Lyman Good, but I do believe that he is a talented fighter as well. Okay, guys, I need to get us out of here because we are coming up on the hour mark. Pammy, let's start with you. If you've got a Twitter follow of the week, I would love for you to tell us. Hey, and by the way, just hashtag Pam and Sam show. Sam's new photos are kind of sultry.
Oh, don't you like them?
That's what I said. Nasty. Kind of sultry. Yeah, they're good.
Nasty.
I like them.
You nasty.
Okay. What am I going to say?
My Twitter follow is going to be Groovy Lando. Follow Lando Bonetta at Groovy Lando.
Right on, right on. Okay, DJ Tony, let's throw to you if we can while we get the exit music playing. I don't know if we have that ready.
It's on, Proteus. It's on.
I hear
you. You know what? I'm going to give it to Spider Silva. There's something about Anderson Silva.
I was hoping
guys,
to cue the music again.
Yeah, but you know what? I think Anderson Silva, guys, and I forgot who said it, Marco. You might be able to correct me, but all the guys that we – all the people that we followed, even Ronda Rousey, Miesha Tate, you name it, they're kind of all falling by the wayside, right? And we're certainly seeing new blood. So let's shout out to some of the old blood. At Fire
Blood.
That's right. At the non-onnit supplement. At Fighter Anderson. Anderson Silva. Follow him.
All right, guys. And again, I know that we don't like to see these guys that we're friends like that we've been. We feel like we're friends with, that we feel like we've gotten to know, lose, but it does happen in this sport. It happens in every sport. You know, that's why Michael Jordan isn't playing in the NBA anymore, because he can't keep up. That's why Kobe isn't playing in the NBA anymore, because he can't keep up. They just don't get knocked out in those other sports. Listen, guys, Proteus' shower pick for this week, as you know, last week was Blood by Pearl Jam off of Versus. Today, we're going to go back into the old school again. We're going to go with No Association by Silverchair. Again, this list is to wake you up in the morning and get you pumped up to get to go.
Damn good song.
You know, No Association is pretty good. And check it out on my... Sorry?
What if you don't want to get up?
Well, then don't listen to this playlist. I'll start an, you know what, Pam? I'll start another list just for you for people who don't want to get up, because I got lots of songs like that.
Excuse me, bitch.
Honorable mention was going to be this week an Alice in Chains song, but I thought maybe that was a little too depressing for this list, so I didn't put it on. So No Association by Silverchair. This you know, one of my favorite bands of all time. I think they're just fantastic, and this song especially is going to get the adrenaline flowing in the morning. Of course, guys, go over to my YouTube, check it out. It's on a playlist called Proteus's Shower Pick. Of course, as heard on Amp Radio. Go check it out. Now let's go ahead and throw to Marco to finish this damn show off, and maybe we'll get another Bobby Knuckles.
You know you will. So, my dirty pleasure this week has been binge watching Avengers Infinity Wars, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Solo, Star Wars Story, and Incredibles 2, all on Netflix right now. So you
have
to see those movies that are great, by the way. Get on Netflix. I've been watching all this week, and I've enjoyed myself mightily.
Hey, real quick, Marco. The end of Ant-Man, right? The end of Ant-Man and Wasp. What, that was pretty cool, too, right? So let's go ahead and throw to that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. We'll talk about it later. Follow Tony and Dia Tony, follow Pana Pandora Boss, follow Priya Produce, follow me at Maldo Marco, follow the show at Another MMA Cast, let and review us in Knucklehead, you know, give us a comment, I thought, we're on Google Play, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Fights in Melbourne, Australia this weekend, pay-per-view, early prelims on Fight Pass, then go to ESPN for the prelims and the pay-per-view, of course, you know, and your service provider. If you got DirecTV, suck it. Because that contract with DirecTV.
Oh, that's right.
Huh? That contract with DirecTV is being negotiated again.
In limbo.
You gotta go to USC.TV or USC Fight Pass to get the pay per view. Otherwise, with early, you guys, catch you guys next week. Bobby Knuckles.
And just like that, Tammy.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
23 Bobby Knuckles.
Bobby Knuckles!
Dude, you good.